Thank you for swimming out tonight. Surprising night in Tucson and for April Fool's Day. I'd like to make a few announcements before the reading tonight. First of all, here next Wednesday, one of the great moving voices of American poetry will be returning to Tucson, Galway Canal. That's here at 8 o'clock next Wednesday night. Also, some other events that are coming up in town that you may want to know about. The Lamplight Series on Sunday, April 5th, will be holding a reading of poetry by Native American students, and the new issue of Arts Reach, edited by Scott Mamaday, will be out. That will be at Bentley's on Congress Street downtown Sunday. I didn't write the time down. I think it's 7 or 8. Does anyone know? Anyway, if you need to know, call the Poetry Center, and we'll know there. And on April 11th, among other things, is having a People's Choice reading, which will feature David Main, Jefferson Carter, and likely others. And, God, this is a very busy month for poetry in Tucson. On Sunday, April 12th at 7:30 at Antigone Books, Beverly Dahlin will be reading. She will also appear for a book signing with Tucson poet and publisher Charles Alexander at Bookman's on Grant Road. The book signing will be Saturday, the 11th at 11 a.m., and the reading will be Sunday, the 12th at 7:30. And if you haven't fully satisfied your appetite for poetry already, there is the 30th anniversary celebration exhibit of books, photographs, broadsides, and other interesting materials from the Poetry Center collection, which opens tomorrow at 4 o'clock downtown at the Tucson Public Library. Tonight, we're extremely pleased that we have Mamie Brissenberger with us. We wanted to have her here last year, and we succeeded this year. She was born in Peking, grew up in the United States, back east in Massachusetts, has been living in Galisteo and Santa Fe, New Mexico for the past several years. She's the author of Fish Souls, Summits Move with the Tide, Random Possessions, The Heat Bird, which won the 1984 Before Columbus American Book Award, Empathy, Mizu, A Play, One, Two Cups, and quite a number of other works, which I'm sorry to have left off the list. Ideal is forthcoming from Kelsey Street Press. And she's also working on a book with the artist Kiki Smith, a collaborative book about the immune system, which may, I understand, go on to a more complex system beyond the immune system. I should tell you that after the reading, a number of her books will be for sale, courtesy of ASUA Bookstore in the corridor. We're extremely happy to have Maymay with us. She's one of the more adventurous voices among us today. Please welcome Maymay Brissenberger.